This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A very special Saturday night edition. Myself, Chris, with...
And me, Mark.
Welcome back, Mark.
Thank you. I was just at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it was a great time.
It sounds like it. I've followed it a little bit on social media. I continue to follow it, and I guess tonight's the last night.
Tonight's the last night of the festival. Yeah. I rushed home to get here to do the show with you. Ian is taking... a vacation. He rarely takes a vacation, and he'll probably be gone, till about Tuesday, I guess.
That's great to hear, and I'm glad you had a good time up there. I was up there for a part of Forkfest, an alternative festival that was held at the exact same location.
The lead-in.
Just prior to, and a surprising turnout for Forkfest.
Yep.
I was kind of amazed by how many people showed up. And some people that aren't showing up today are the Oregon state senators, either Republican or Democrat, as it turns out.
Okay.
We talked about this last night, but the Republicans have a problem. The problem is they are facing super majorities in the Oregon Senate and in the House of Representatives, and there is a Democrat governor.
Okay.
So the
Republicans are getting basically nothing done.
They are getting walked on with everything. And, you know, that's the way the game is played, and this is a big game.
Yes.
Unfortunately, there's lives and lots of money at stake.
Yep, all those things.
But they have the Republicans have a real issue with a proposed climate change bill, and this would implement California-style cap and trade. And a lot of the state, more than two-thirds, opposes this. It's more like a quarter versus three-quarters, and that's because all the population is around the big cities,
right,
and they tend to vote Democrat.
And they're on the coast.
They're on the coast. So the Republicans left town. This is what we talked about last night. They boogalooed. They took off.
What does this do? This means that they don't have a quorum to be able to vote?
Exactly.
Okay.
So you need, I think it's 18 or 20, and because they're not there, they can't put together a quorum. The Senate cannot even go into session, and they moved, according to all the Republican senators, outside the reach of Oregon State Police, because that's what Kate Brown, the governor of Oregon, did. Sent the state police around to go look for these guys.
Well, bring them in. I can definitely see why the Republicans would choose not to go to a place where it's really pointless in them showing up. Right? I mean, you know, I'm going to vote, and you're going to outvote me every single time, and you want me to sit there and take it.
Exactly.
So that's the thing. Now, I'm trying to do this from I am a registered Republican, and I'm trying to be fair and look at this from the Democratic side. How would I feel if the Democrats didn't want to play the game? And I, you know, maybe I wouldn't be quite so generous in that circumstance. I don't know. I'm thinking about it, but. Now the governor, who is a Democrat, has sent the state cops to go get the Republicans and do what?
Round them up, bring them in, and make them vote.
Okay, so when you send police after people to pick them up, that's an arrest, isn't it?
It would be taking them into custody. I don't know the legality, exactly how that would play out, but the intent is to physically move them from wherever they are. If they were in the state of Oregon, physically move them to the state house in Salem, Oregon.
So I'm curious what would happen if a state senator said, I'm not going with you, son. And, I mean, exactly what's going to occur when
exactly.
that happens.
Right.
And I don't know. I mean, do you get some hyper-vigilant cop who's like, sorry, sir, you're going to have to come with me. Don't make me unbuckle my gun from my little holster. I mean, you know, it's not like cops are the only people that have guns around.
Right.
I mean, now you have the government fighting itself here.
Right.
And now the Democratic governor, she's basically not doing any of this. Let me restate. So Hitler only killed one person, and that was Hitler, right?
True. True. Very true.
13 million people died because of the yakky yak that came out of Hitler's mouth.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is that at some point, I mean, the cops are going to have to make a decision. Do we follow what the Democrat says? I don't know what's right or wrong here, but, you know, the cops signed up to be an agent of force for the yep. executive branch of the Oregonian government.
Yes.
And that means that they should be following the orders of the governor.
Unless they find them morally repugnant or
right.
they can choose to do otherwise.
They can say that. The cop could just say, well, I went and talked to the Republican senator and said he wasn't home.
He said he wasn't home. Came to the door, said he wasn't home.
Yeah, or something. They could do anything.
Yeah.
But that's it's a rough situation.
Well, like I said, they seem to have removed themselves from the state, so
right.
theoretically so they have
state
no.
police. I'd like presumably to, can't do anything about it.
I'd like to read a couple other quotes. The Senate Democrat leader says that, quote, their actions are very appropriate under these circumstances. And then another quote, under certain circumstances, it's fair to say we would use all the tools available to us.
Okay.
To stage a similar boycott. Boycott, excuse me.
Yeah, walk out, boycott.
Mark, I'm being misleading. I'm sorry. I was accidentally reading the words of the governor, Kate Brown, from 2001 when the Democrats did this exact same move to the Republicans who denied them. They denied a quorum. They couldn't do any business.
Is this a move that only works in Oregon? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not trying to be silly here. I really don't know. I mean, do they?
No.
I've never heard of this quorum thing being done in any other state, and I know that it's been done twice now in Oregon.
It has been done. The Democrats in Texas moved to a Holiday Inn, I believe it was, in Oklahoma in 2003, I believe, that all took place. We talked about that last night, but this is not the first time that this is another thing in the political playbook that you could pull out if you wished.
Yeah, I can kind of see why I can see how the Democrats in Texas probably feel pretty put upon. I mean, it's a pretty red state with one blue dot in it, as I've seen, maybe two blue dots, depending on where you, how you quantify it. But, you know, the Democrats don't have a lot of sway. What are they? At some point or another, you're going to get tired of going and sitting there and listen to these people yak and not have any real effect.
Nothing you say is going to change it. It's already been decided
yep.
before you even walked in the door. I'm going to go to the story here for a second. Oregon State Capitol shut down, and amid threat of militia violence, Republicans flee to Idaho to escape state houses.
That is an old standby with the sort of the lamestream media and all that stuff, right? The Republicans aren't doing what we want, so militias, racists.
My God.
They just keep trotting this crap out. Okay. Hey, maybe they don't want to just go and be run over.
Right.
And maybe they've decided to play their only card on something that they find to be particularly important. Look, I'm not some kind of climate denier or anything like that. However, the cap and trade is just another tax.
Yes.
And it's not really going to solve anything.
It doesn't.
It's
an attempt to force people to change behavior, but all it does is enrich the people that own the cap and trade systems.
Yes.
People that have invested heavily in that, like what's the guy's name?
Al Gore.
That's right. Democrat state lawmakers in Oregon canceled Saturday's Senate session out of fears for their personal safety, according to local media reports and social media posts.
You know, I want to hear more of this.
Representatives.
I really want to hear more of this. I want legislators in this country to fear the public.
Right? Wouldn't that be great?
Isn't that why the Second Amendment was written? Was it not written by people willing to shoot their politicians center of mass, or at least their the
closest you could get
their soldiers who were sent by the executive branch?
Truth.
And they certainly had mean things to say about the king.
They certainly did. 855-450-FREE. That's our number. We got some calls on hold, so we're going to get to those. And I want to hear from you, too. Again, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, our Saturday edition. You can reach us at 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom, 855-450-3733. Myself and Mark, welcome back again, Mark. I'm happy to have you back. I was getting a little lonely. You know, I had to do the show all by myself the whole time you were gone.
No, I'm sure you had a little help.
I did, yeah. Fortunately.
If you need a little help finding out about Bitcoin, the place to go is Bitcoin.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you've heard Bitcoin was dead. I know you've heard that many, many times. Well, all you have to do is take a look in the charts. Bitcoin's back. I'm of the opinion Bitcoin's not going anywhere. At this point, we're talking about 10-plus years of this. And, I'm not surprised legacy banking organizations that could be put out of business by this amazing technology are saying that it's bad. I'm sure the horseshoe makers didn't like cars very much either.
Absolutely. The buggy whip makers.
Yeah, the buggy whip makers. But turns out Bitcoin's back. It's back in a big way, and you may want to find out about it. It may be making another. It is making another bull run. I can't guarantee it's going to go higher than it did today, but it hit about 1 year highs today.
Hit 11,000. It hit 1 year highs yesterday when it crossed over into 10,000.
10,000. Then again, and
11,000.
Maybe again tomorrow. I have no idea. You don't know either. But you can find out more at Bitcoin.com. If you want to get some Bitcoin, check out local.bitcoin.com. This is an amazing trading platform that they have at Bitcoin.com. Besides giving you a great wallet at Bitcoin.com. They give you free Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash for your wallet if you go to free.bitcoin.com, and all kinds of things. Now you can trade with people right in your community. They have a blind escrow system. It means they never hold your Bitcoin. Never let anybody hold your Bitcoin. Local.bitcoin.com.
Thank you, Mark. We're going to go back to this Oregon State. Actually, let's jump right to the phones because we've got a couple callers on here. John from Missouri, listening on KFEQ. This is Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Enjoy the show.
Thanks. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I want to talk about this climate change, please.
Okay.
This is really a hoax. If you read a lot of the research and the data, retired meteorologist in Kansas City, Missouri, Mike Thompson, has done a lot of this research, and he has stated that climate change is a hoax, and he makes the premise of the data that 85% of our volcanoes are located underneath our oceans in this world that are active.
All right.
And a lot of people don't know that, and if people think in this country that alternative energy is going to save us, I've got news for them, because industrial wind turbines have just literally destroyed our area here in northwest Missouri.
And, well, it's interesting you put it that way, because if there is no global warming, there is nothing to save us from. I'm sorry, no climate change. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. And industrial wind turbines are intermittent energy, and they're only about 30% efficient. And when you look at the data from Mike Thompson, that whenever the wind is less than 10 miles per hour, they produce zero electricity because it's direct current.
Right.
And it can't be stored. And the only reason they're here in this country is the production tax credit given by the federal government, and it's up for renewal at the end of this year. And we need to call our senators and representatives to get rid of this production tax credit.
Well, sadly, people like Chinese manufacturers of windmill parts and Elon Musk are going to be in Washington lobbying the heck out of the powers that be to extend this thing. My gosh.
That's right.
I'm kind of with you. I'm not going to say that man has no impact on climate. But I think it's also fair to say that our climate is extremely complex, and the amount of rise that they've told me, for the last 20 years is going to occur hasn't occurred.
That much I will concede, right? That the eco warriors out there, every time they make a prediction, Every time they say, this is what's going to happen, then we get to that point, and they're wrong. I'm certainly willing to, right, to say that. I will also say that I have a sailboat, and basically wind turbines, they have sometimes, they'll have them on sailboats and stuff like that.
Yep.
They're basically useless compared to a solar panel.
Right.
Now, I'm much more of a fan of nuclear power. I think if you want renewable energy, right, nuclear power is it.
Agreed.
And I think we need to work on thorium salt reactors and stuff like that. We're not going to get very far if you listen to these people that are like, the only way to do it is to eat dirt and live in a hole, right? I mean, I gotcha. I'm clear on. There's certainly the amount of carbon dioxide appears to be going up in the atmosphere. Then again, what they'll never say is that methane produced by beef, and I think there's one other domestic animal that produces methane, is probably much more of a problem. So if they really wanted to address climate change, they'd address how Americans eat, not how we produce energy or anything like that.
Yeah, and you've got more people. Go ahead.
The only reason industrial wind turbines are here is because of the production tax credit, which is $23 per megawatt produced. But it's extremely inefficient, and we're spending trillions of dollars since its inception in the 1990s on subsidies that we need to be putting into nuclear power plants, like you just mentioned.
I agree completely, John. Thanks for the call. He brings up some good points. And
nuclear power, by the way, has had some pretty terrible things happen. There's Three Mile Island, there's Chernobyl, there's Fukushima. But there's, if you look at the problems that nuclear power has had, and then compare that to dumping oil in the water or on the land, that when you look at fires that start at these plants and consume lives and these kinds of things, nuclear power hasn't had the problems that any other form of power has had.
See, I think everybody, at least half the planet, watched the HBO miniseries Chernobyl.
Yeah.
I know I did.
I've heard about it.
I thought it was really well done. I don't know how many of them got the real point. The real point was communism doesn't make things work well.
No.
And to a lesser degree, we have the same thing going on here. We have an entire nuclear industry that is completely regulated by the government. And that's why we haven't. When was the last one approved? Like 30 years ago?
No, I know they just shut one down in Vermont because, you know, the Quakers and the liberals are out there protesting it.
Yeah, you're going to have this. We're going to stay on the phones.
Don't know anything about what they're protesting, but they're protesting.
Absolutely. We're going back to the phones where we've got Keith in Missouri. Keith, also listen on KFEQ. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can.
Can you hear me? Yes, I want to send your ministry and program $10, but I'm totally blind and I don't care about money. I get a check from being blind for $1,097 a month that takes all my rent here. I live in a big nursing home.
Hold on. We're going to get back to you after in just a moment. Hold on for just a second. 855-450-FREE. On the subject of climate change, where do you stand? This is Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has tweeted he's delaying for 2 weeks the deportation raids that were scheduled in about 10 U.S. cities. He says he'll wait to see if Democrats and Republicans can work out a solution to problems at the southern border. And he says if they can't, deportations will begin. Three administration officials told the Associated Press that the operation had been canceled because details had been leaked to the media. The president also says he'll be Iran's best friend if it renounces nuclear weapons. Before leaving the White House for Camp David, he said he's imposing more sanctions and that military operations are still on the table.
If the leadership of Iran behaves badly, then it's going to be a very, very bad day for them.
He says, I'm neither a hawk nor a dove, but a man with common sense. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's free as in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, you can also hit us up on Discord. Discord's an app. You're going to load it on your PC, on your laptop, on your phone. Take your pick. Use your high-quality microphone and your high-speed internet connection, and you will sound like you are right here in the studio talking to us. It's kind of cool. In studio tonight, it is myself, Chris.
And me, Mark. I want to tell you about American Financing. American Financing is a unique mortgage company. They're family-owned, for one, and that's a pretty big deal. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. And they never charge you upfront fees, and that's a pretty big deal also. They've got every kind of loan that's available out there, evening and weekend hours, which you're probably not getting, and you can call in and schedule an appointment with a salary-based mortgage consultant. What concerns me when I go get a mortgage is that I'm dealing with a commissioned-based mortgage broker. And not that that makes them bad, it just... they're incentivized to sell loans that may not be the best loan for me. And it's comforting to know that the mortgage consultants over at American Financing are salary-based. And you can go there. As a matter of fact, you never even have to talk to a mortgage consultant. You can just go to their digital mortgage. You go to AmericanFinancing.net. That's AmericanFinancing.net. And you can apply, receive, and get your pre-qualification and close your loan doing everything online with American Financing's digital mortgage. You can complete the mortgage process in on your schedule and in your time anywhere. It's AmericanFinancing.net. I've got a telephone number here for you for those that wish to do it the old-fashioned way, which I can certainly understand. But first, I have to give you their NMLS number. That is 182334. That's NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And the telephone number is 888-804-0303. AmericanFinancing.net, 888-804-0303. And they've got people in there all the time, 888-804-0303, AmericanFinancing.net.
I had to kind of go through that, a little bit of a struggle getting through that NMLS number.
I know.
Yesterday.
I'm not used to those initials being lined up together.
And it's funny, when you hear an ad for a mortgage company, they hire those guys that can talk like 7,000 words a second.
That's how I got started in radio.
Did you really?
Yeah, NMLS number, 1834. Right. the reason is when you can speak quickly, then they can use their little squishing machines to make you even faster. So they need to start with somebody who's fast, and then maybe I make them faster.
Ah. Well, that's where I got to go then. Evidently, we're going back to Keith calling from St. Louis. You had questions about how to donate to the show and the 2020 election. Keith, are you still there?
Yes.
If you want to donate to the show, it's simple. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. And
I don't have a computer. I don't have a saving account. The server address stand on will be sent to me. I don't have anything, but do it for that way.
Well, then we will accept gratefully your best wishes for the show. That's okay.
What's on your mind?
Yeah.
Why?
You called in to ask about the 2020 elections? Talk about? Sounds like we may have lost him there. We're going to keep moving here where we've got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Here's a fun one. The largest radio station in the state of New Mexico, the most influential station, news radio, KKOB.com,
okay.
770 in Albuquerque. I took down their program director. He's gone. He was fired for his behavior half a year ago. He, and I won't break the FCC rules here, but he was having a conversation on air, like you guys do, with a gentleman who was homosexual. And he repeatedly, with emphasis, called him derogatory names regarding his sexuality.
Does that name begin with an F?
Yes, that's one of them. He called him that several times, and both in the long form and the shortened form.
Yep, there's two versions. The long form really is really has a punch there at the end. It ends with a T, a hard T.
Yeah, hard T.
Exactly. Yeah, like Kodak.
Yep.
and as I have been doing for years, for a decade basically, and especially with Pat Frisch, the program director, and the guy on the afternoon show, I've been running my recorder on his program, several recorders actually, simultaneously, for the entirety that he's been on the air this time around, especially the last year and 2 months.
Hold on. Hold on just for a second. David, do you actually record this just so you can catch them doing things they shouldn't do, which means you must listen to it?
You have time.
You have time. You've got a lot of free time. Is that the long and the short of it?
When your children are trafficked illegally, as proven with a unanimous three-judge panel decision saying my children were illegally trafficked, do you call it spare time or do you call it detective work and enforcement work? Anyway, the enforcement that I did against this guy and caught this guy when I recorded him and I sent the recording to every influential person in the state of New Mexico that was in my email list, so I sent it to 30 or 40 different people that are in our government and elsewhere outside of government with some power. And
okay.
the very next day after I sent that, he was off the air for a week because of what I did. And I have a contact inside KKOB radio that told me, verified all of these things, that it was due to my recording him and disseminating it to all the higher ups in the state of New Mexico. And immediately the guy was off the air for a 1 week suspension. Now he did it again. this last about 2 weeks ago, he did it again.
Okay.
And
this
was another strike. And the guy who was with this radio station for 20 years, Pat Frisch, and is their program director and was on air and filled in for other his vacationing people, he's gone. He's fired because of what I and other people did.
You took down a, not a bigot, well, sort of bigoted, somebody who's anti. Yeah, and that's not a bad thing, and that's what I would rather.
In fact, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a very good thing.
As long as the FCC isn't involved.
Exactly.
I really don't have a particular problem with it. I think that, radio has a difficult situation because on the internet, you can say whatever you want. On satellite, you can say whatever you want. But on radio, because it was invented when there was more socialist times in America, I'm not entirely sure why, they've got this agency that determines what you can say, what you can't say.
Right.
Remember, in the instance of this guy, Pat Frisch, even if nothing had been violated regarding the FCC, he would have been fired by company policy.
Right. Because you sent this to people on your little PR list that you've got.
It's not a little list.
And then, send out some promotions for Free Talk Live.
Exactly. We'd appreciate that. Hey, David, thank you for your call. That to me is how things should be handled. You don't go run into the FCC and say, Johnny said a bad word. Talk to their boss.
Yeah, I don't know what happened in this circumstance. I've got to take David's word for it. But I presume that what he's saying is so. And, the company may not know exactly what's being said at any given time, and they may not be watching. And they certainly aren't going to do anything if nobody says anything about it.
That's correct. We're going to go to Discord, where we've got Gene, the Christian Anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you guys were talking about...
You're gonna have to reset that sound card. Gene, we're gonna have to pause you.
Yeah, we're gonna pause you. We're getting some tinny static in there, and we'll work on that at our next break. Gene, I'll hold you on and make sure that we get back to you. 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. That's our phone number. Give us a call. We've got some lines open, and I'd love to hear what's on your mind here on the very special Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
855-450-3733 to call in. Are you dealing with overwhelming credit card debt? Then it's time to get rid of it. With a mortgage refinance from American Financing, you'll work with a salary-based mortgage consultant, so there's no pressure and no commission. No upfront fees either. I recommend American Financing because they continue to help customers save $1,000 or more each month without resetting their loan term. You may even be able to postpone up to 2 months of mortgage payments, creating an even greater upfront savings. Not a homeowner yet? Mortgage rates have been falling for the last few months, making it a great time to buy. Get started now by calling 888-804-0303. That's 888-804-0303. Or try their new digital mortgage at AmericanFinancing.net. You can download an instant pre-qualified letter, and you can complete the entire mortgage process online anytime, anywhere. 888-804-0303 or AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 1823-34. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom, free as in no free lunch, 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. And I would love to hear from you on any topic. That's the beauty of Free Talk Live. That's what made me a listener to this show 5 years ago, was the fact that you could call in and talk about anything you like. That policy has not changed. If anything, we've probably reinforced it a bit. And that's how it works. We're not going to put you through a tough call screening going, you're off topic. We're going to ask for your name, where you're calling from, and just a general topic, and you're going on the air. Keep in mind that we are on actual radio stations. That means that we're not an internet-only show, which means if you use one of George Carlin's famous seven dirty words you can't say on television, or lots of other ones, then you're probably going to get bleeped and dumped. But I trust you. You're going to do a great job, and you deserve to be on the radio. Who else deserves to be on the radio is Rain, calling from Norfolk, Virginia. Rain, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to the guy that talked to you earlier about freedom of speech. First of all, I like what you stand for, and Robert Heinlein had a word that he made up. It's called canstoffel.
Canstoffel is a free lunch.
There ain't no such thing as a free lunch.
I love it.
So, with keeping that in mind, as long as this guy's got the butt to back it up, he can call me anything he wants. I'm transgender. And if he wants to call me names, that's fine by me. They can't hurt me. But I wouldn't take away this man's right to free speech or his opinion for anything. In fact, right. I would stand up for his right to call me a whatever.
Right. And I would, well, let me defend David's actions here, if I may. Let me defend David's actions here for a second. So let's say we're talking about a host on Free Talk Live who comes on and decides that they're going to spew all this stuff, right? Well, yes, that's that person's right to freedom of speech. They don't have the right to do it on my show, however, and my show's a for-profit entity. We're not for-profit. We're actually not a for-profit entity. Anyway, my listenership is going to suffer, and, you know, my revenue is going to suffer based on this person's yakker, and right. I'm not willing to put up with that. So I'm going to censor him or her, whoever it is on the air, that the imaginary person. Please go ahead.
Correct. I agree with you wholeheartedly. But it's the same thing that when you talk about shadow banning. Shadow banned Michael Savage. In fact, they've just about taken Savage off the air altogether because they don't like what he said.
Yeah. Don't
frankly,
like the message.
I took him out to listen to him. I'm a transgender Trump supporter, which is probably an anomaly. You know, bigger than any anomaly out there. But I'm also a very, very big supporter of the First and Second Amendment. And this guy with his little recorder is just a big baby. And all he wants to do is basically he wants power that he shouldn't have.
Yeah, so there's a couple different ways to look at that. It is, I understand your point. It is sort of like, I don't like what he said, therefore do something about it. There is also the, you know, we see things in society that some people may not like, and if they don't like it, they may not listen to your show. You know, that's what Mark's really getting, the crux of the matter is somewhere somebody has to make a decision about what they're going to allow.
Right, and one thing that if you let the lowest common denominator always speak and you never give sort of the average person the opportunity to come back with these things, especially, is that pretty soon you're marginalized and you're all you're doing is allowing the craziest of people to speak. We found with an uncensored forum that we had online at one point, pretty soon it just devolved into poo slinging by monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
Essentially. So,
and we still do that.
I mean, I'm just not going to let people get on the air here and say, you know, just disparaging things about any particular group without anything to back it up. I mean, if the trans people are coming to do bad things to us, I need to know specifically what those things are. Like, what is this trans agenda besides living your life, wearing a dress? You know, what is this agenda? And if it doesn't really affect my life, then by all means, please go ahead.
Come at it. We don't mind at all.
That's exactly the way I feel about it. And I'm like I said, I'm the first person to stand up there and defend his right to say whatever he wants.
I appreciate
it. Got to have the butt to back it up. But
that you do. You can say whatever you like, but you also have to take the consequences. Rain, thank you for your call. We're going to stay on the phone where we've got James calling in from Virginia Beach. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. I'm a solar energy systems engineer. And,
oh, okay.
The photovoltaic systems and the windmills both are government scams. The windmills, first of all, they take a lot of energy and now U.S. resources just to manufacture them, and then all the generators are made in China.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get they cost between $2 and $4 million a piece, and then they have to have a place where they mount this unstable, unsecure power. And then it has to go in through another interface to be matched to the national grid.
So let me throw out something I've heard that is completely unsupported, but I've seen it in a few places. People say that it takes the output of creating windmills exceeds in carbon footprint the amount of energy they put out and are supposed to save in carbon footprint. Have you heard that?
Exactly. Okay. The second item, photovoltaic, second government scam. The glass, just the energy to manufacture the glass is excessive. And then that glass gets these chemicals with silver and stuff put on the back, makes the glass totally unrecyclable. EPA in California has acres and acres of extended panels they don't know what to do with. And then that glass becomes a mirror when you... big fields with these photoelectric panels, and they reflect 80% of the solar spectrum back into the atmosphere.
But they do.
That one out.
Hmm. That's interesting.
And then the only thing a photovoltaic panel can do is charge an expensive, dangerous battery, and it makes DC power. And then all that power loses more efficiency when it has to be converted to AC, and more efficiency when it has to go through transformers to be connected to the national grid. In 1973, we had the Saudi oil embargo. I designed a real solar energy power generator system, but the economics wasn't there, and it got shelved. About 10 years ago, and I spent almost 4 years working with the Department of Energy, Dr. Chu, and his staff, and I kept getting the runaround. Finally, I got one of their engineers, and he says, yeah, your system, we've evaluated and everything, and yes, it can save the American people in excess of $1 trillion a year. He says, but that $1 trillion a year, you know where that's going to come from? It's going to come out of the pockets of the big oil and coal and gasoline companies.
Well,
we'd have a hard time supporting taking that kind of money away from them.
Oh my gosh, that is insane!
Right now I have to keep this thing sort of classified. It's very simple, very EPA friendly. Another thing about the photovoltaics, they send reflection back into the atmosphere that blinds the airplane pilots that they aren't alerted ahead of time on it.
I could see that happening. So, hey, one thought on your generator, then why not release it as open source? Put the plans out there. Let people develop what you've done. You could still get it out to all the world, and you wouldn't be really responsible for it.
My venture capital people said, yeah, they support it and put it in production, but do you remember Solyndra? Solyndra had government money and other people's money. Over 5,000 employees and stuff, and had an excellent photo panel back then. China copied it, sold it back to the U.S. for half price, put the whole system out of work. And my venture capital backers said they don't want to have that happen again. And the only thing I'm looking from the government is protection from China. I can't even put a patent out on this system because China watches the patent office 24/7.
I don't doubt that a bit. James, thanks for the call. That's interesting. I look at that stuff, and maybe it's the altruistic side. I'd like to see things like this just become open source. I'd like to see people have the opportunity to take advantage of these technologies and to develop them further.
Yeah, Tesla died in poverty. I mean, I can see why people want their ideas. You want the first crack at their ideas.
Absolutely.
I think you got to get, you know, basically get first to market and then hope that you can make the money in that those early times.
Absolutely. Coming up, we're going to be talking more about the Oregon Senators and whatever you'd like to talk about, 855-453.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company, from script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy. Affordable. Effective.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.